5 days ago, heading into week 8, I traded away Patrick Mahomes, the overall QB1. It was a deal with Robbie Lang, who's been a Fantasy Football for Winners community member on the Facebook page for, I think, about 11 years, 12 years. And it was my second trade of the season. Both have been with him. Had a lot of discussions with a lot of other managers. Talked about that strategy of just making sure you keep communication lines open, because you never know. With Robbie, the first trade we did was I sent him Woody Marks and Blake Corum, and he sent me R.J. Harvey, Sean Tucker, and Darius Slayton. I did not know back then, this was 4 weeks ago, who could know, that Harvey and Tucker basically pushed me over the top this week. It was insane to get 4 touchdowns from 2 backup running backs, essentially, even though Harvey is definitely ascending. That trade has worked out. Even though I miss Woody Marks, I made the calculated decision that I'd rather invest in Denver's and Tampa Bay's offense than Houston's offense, and in Blake Corum, who I didn't know for sure if this was going to be his year. I was down on Kyron Williams over the summer, and Kyron Williams has exceeded expectations, and I finally realized about 4 weeks into the season, yeah, I guess Kyron Williams is going to be fine this year. You know, all things being equal, it looks like Blake Corum is going to have to wait at least a year. The other trade, the trade I did 5 days ago, was much tougher. It was tougher because I drafted 2 quarterbacks. I talked about this before. Drafted Lamar Jackson at the end of the second round, towards the end of the second round of 14-team league. My ESPN app said that T. Higgins was the best player available at that point. I went with Lamar Jackson. And T. Higgins was the WR6, the 6th highest scoring wide receiver last season in points per game. The problem is he played only, I think, 12 games. But on the field, he was near elite when he played. He has not been anywhere close to near elite this season. And so I decided, and I also drafted Patrick Mahomes in the, I think it was the 6th round. And because I felt I needed to. I felt, well, you know, he's essentially a hedge in case Lamar Jackson gets hurt. But Mahomes has played so well that he became essentially my starter even when Lamar Jackson returned. And I could not envision a positive, a net positive for keeping both of those quarterbacks on my roster. I do realize that sending one away gives somebody else an elite quarterback. And that might come back to haunt me in the fantasy playoffs. If I'm going head-to-head with Robbie in the fantasy playoffs, and he's got Mahomes, where he would have had Jackson Dart or Justin Herbert, maybe I lose in a close one on that just because I've given up Mahomes. But I took the calculated risk because no one in my league is really interested in Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, or at least paying what I think they're worth. I was sharing with people, you know, I'm willing to give him up for 75% of his value, you know, either Lamar Jackson or Mahomes, because it's hard to have 2 quarterbacks and give up one and expect to get that market value. People are more thoughtful about that. They don't want to give up the farm. They know that you're hurting. If you've got 2 great quarterbacks, you're burning a bench spot on one guy that you're just not playing. So I traded Mahomes for Jackson Dart and T. Higgins, which on its face was a ridiculously bad trade. Jackson Dart is a fringe weekly starter who's, you know, been on a little bit of a tear, but he lost Malik Nabers in his first start, and now he's down Cam Scatabo. I didn't know he was going to be down Cam Scatabo when I made the trade, but, you know, already down Malik Nabers, it was clear that Dart was going to have to do a lot more work on his own in terms of running the ball. And, you know, he's hopefully an 18-point guy, but I didn't make the trade for him. He's really the safety net because I've got Lamar Jackson coming back eventually, hopefully this week. We'll see. The bigger move was what I perceived to be buying low on T. Higgins. And I thought if T. Higgins could go back to being a top 16 receiver, not the WR6 in points per game, but top 14, top 16, top 18, something like that. If he's a weekly starter, T. given what I had in my, you know, on my roster right now, that would be a net positive. I needed that. I don't have enough good running backs. I've got some solid receivers, but no one with 30-point upside or very, 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 slim chances of 30-point upside for any of my guys. And Higgins has done it before. I mean, he's, Jamar Chase is dominating targets. I don't know that that's going to continue, for the entire season. I think he's had about 50 in the last 3 weeks, and it's just something that the shoe has to drop on that. T. Higgins is going to get more involved. But I made the move because I felt like it was going to be a net positive as long as Lamar Jackson is healthy. Some of you out there, might be in a similar boat where you're carrying two guys and you don't know what to do. And what I would urge you to do, if whether it's, you know, you have two great quarterbacks or if you have four great running backs and you feel like you need to trade one because you're weak at wide receiver, whatever it is, you're probably not going to get market value because your opponent is looking at your lineup and they see that you're just leaving points on the table every single week. And if you're leaving points on the table, people in general are not going to give you as much value for the guys you've got on your bench, even if they are great, because they know that you're just, you know, you need to get rid of that guy more sometimes than they need that guy, if that makes sense, because you need that value. You need to fill a gap somewhere else. And the only way to do it is to part ways with someone who's very good that you just don't need. So Mahomes looked great last night. Not great in the first half, but overall, great. He did his job. He got 20-plus points. He is still an elite quarterback. And, you know, Higgins scored on two targets. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's about a 50-50 trade, whether or not I get a net positive, net bump out of it. I think my opponent will probably get a net bump out of it. And in the end, that's probably the best trade to make because if Robbie and I both end up with something positive, we're more likely to trade in the future. BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime. We'll see you tomorrow.